WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It is 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Those living in development south of College Station have a second way getting in and out. Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters led yesterday's ribbon cutting of extending Mesa Verde Drive from the Indian Lakes subdivision to Highway 6 at the overpass to Texas World Speedway.
Not only impacts the folks that are in the Indian Lakes, but as Erickson Road develops and everything that's going on, and we already know that that's happening, it'll impact everything that goes on Erickson Road. And not only that, but we've got emergency traffic that needs to get in back and forth into that area. And this is certainly a quicker way to go in than it would be to come down Erickson and try to get in.
The public-private partnership involved land donated by developer Paul Clark.
Very happy to see this day come. Looking forward to all the potential commercial development stuff that's going to go along right out here on the highway.
The million-dollar project started last November and was completed under budget and ahead of schedule. The first year has flown by for Bryan School District Superintendent Christy Whitbeck. Year two has started with meeting student leaders at Bryan High and Rudder to discuss safety.
I'm going to meet with all the captains of every team and the presidents of every group. I mean, we've been hearing from adults, but I want to hear from them what they think. And, you know, sometimes they have the best ideas and they know the most, and maybe there's some things we can learn from that.
Planning continues to start a new discipline program next year.
We're going to implement some social skills training across the board. Every month we'll have a value that we all believe in and that we're going to be talking about with pre-K all the way to seniors. We're going to open the year with kindness, and that's going to be a basis, but you're going to see us talk about work ethic. You're going to see us talk about a lot of those things that aren't really in the curriculum, but that our staff need to model and that we need to help show kids that are important.
Other goals for year two include a continuing focus on literacy and opening the district's new career and technology campus. Two Navasota ISD school buses headed to Houston on a fifth grade field trip were involved in a collision with a dump truck yesterday. Superintendent Stu Musick tells sister station Navasota News that 25 students and 7 adults, including both bus drivers, were taken to Houston area hospitals.
At the end of the day, we had some bumps and bruises and scrapes, I'm sure, but minor injuries, and everyone has been cleared and released.
Musick says one bus was rear-ended by a dump truck, causing it to collide with the bus in front of it. Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson says he continues to get positive feedback about turning the city's former golf course into a super park.
Part of the strong and broad support for doing this park was the idea that we don't have golfers pitted against little leaguers and pitted against people, but people are excited about being a park. There's a tremendous amount of excitement.
During our show, Nelson says the city's recently hired consultants have a reasonable timeline to come up with a design.
This is a special opportunity for us. You know, when you do a park, you can redo it, but it's really expensive if you don't get it right the first time. So we need to measure twice, cut once, and not dilly-dally at all, but make sure that we're not being rushed.
A preliminary design of the $10 to $50 million project is supposed to be done by the end of September. The route and approximate times have been announced for Saturday's motorcade, bringing Barbara Pierce Bush to her burial site.
College Station Police is expecting more than 50 emergency vehicles to be involved in controlling traffic. The motorcade route shows the vehicles exiting the freeway at Texas Avenue and going north on Texas to George Bush Drive, then turning west to the Bush Library. A link to the map is online at WTAW.com. Texas A&M officials estimate the motorcade will be on George Bush Drive Saturday afternoon between 2:20 and 2:35. CSPD suggests being in place by 2 p.m. There will be no public access to the museum grounds on Saturday. The Bush family gravesite will reopen to the public on Sunday. The museum's open with free admission today, closed tomorrow and Saturday, and will reopen with free admission next Monday and Tuesday. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
George H.W. Bush released his first public statement following the death of his wife. Quote, "I always knew Barbara was the most beloved woman in the world. And in fact, I used to tease her that I had a complex about that fact. But the truth is the outpouring of love and friendship being directed at the enforcer is lifting us all up. We have faith she is in heaven and we know life will go on as she would have it. So cross the bushes off your worry list." WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 56 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620. Powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at local headlines at 8:30. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
It's an anniversary band weekend at David Gardner's. Now, tomorrow and Saturday, during the regular business hours, go in there and have a look at the diamonds and diamond bands that they have. I mean, a whole wall of different rings for you to choose from. 15% off the first purchase and 25% off the next purchase. And now, if for some reason it doesn't work for you to do that Friday or Saturday, if you want to beat the crowd, you can call them, and they'll offer you event pricing, and do that today, as a matter of fact. So an opportunity for you to, signify your anniversary in a special way with the Anniversary Band Weekend that's going on. Diamonds and diamond bands for you to wear and compare. It's one of those special events that you'd expect from David Gardner's, where they'll show their own creations and creations from other jewelry designers as well. Don't forget there's an authorized Rolex dealer with authorized Rolex service as well. But it's the Anniversary Band Weekend. Again, you can call for pricing ahead today if you want to. And the event itself will be tomorrow and Saturday, regular business hours at David Gardner's 911 University.
Aggieland HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But, Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining.
But I...
There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
For over 20 years, Two Video has been your local source to preserve and restore precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and flash drives. Why risk sending your family treasures out of town? Two Video is located in South College Station, and you can find them online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. That's 690-6956. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
Hey, good morning. It's 812. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today. 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Skies will be partly to mostly sunny. Today it'll be breezy with highs getting up into the middle 70s. Increasing clouds tonight, low in the lower 50s. More clouds and sunshine on Friday, breezy again, high 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy and breezy Friday night, low 55 to 60. And scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected across the area on Saturday, breezy with a high in the middle 70s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
So, man, I saw somebody getting one of those worst, most expensive tickets yesterday. Because it was in a school zone while the lights were flashing.
Oh.
So I don't know what they were doing, but you can bet that it cost them a lot.
They were speeding and on their phone.
Man, if that's it, it's just the whammy.
Yeah. You know,
that's a double whammy.
I always wondered, so what happens if you enter a school zone and while right after you enter it, that's when the lights go on?
Yeah. Well,
you're in the school zone. The lights are on.
Right. And the deal is, their bus is already lined up. They're in queue, so
yeah.
You probably...
I mean, either way, when you're around a school, don't go... Just don't break the law.
How about that? Hey, that'll work. So, with that in mind, distracted driving, of course, claimed 3,477 lives last year and injured another 390,000. Not last year, 2015. That's okay. The last year that they have the results. But when it comes to texting and driving, drivers in Mississippi are most likely to be distracted by their phones while they are behind the wheel. I have a theory about that.
Okay.
Also, Louisiana, Alabama, and Georgia follow closely behind.
SEC.
That's
SEC.
Right.
SEC. They're checking the scores.
Right, with the phone use occurring more than 40% of the users' trips in those states.
Okay.
The reason? Well, they have to flip the phone open.
Really?
I'm just being a jerk about those people in those states.
Silly. Anyway,
try all their telephones.
But anyhow, that's the deal. Now, Texas, the percent of trips where the phone is used is 39%. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Now, Mississippi's 47%, so I wouldn't say that Texas is all that much in the clear when it comes to that. But there are a lot of states that fall within that category.
What constitutes a trip, I wonder, like the amount of time?
Well, don't know. That's
any time somebody's on the road?
Could well be. There's an app, EverDrive, that sponsored this. Their results are based on data that was gathered from 300,000 of the users of their app. The study numbers may, in fact, underestimate the actual amount of distracted driving that's going on. You talk about old school. I had a caller this morning say he was driving to work north on the freeway. There was somebody reading the newspaper.
That's crazy.
As
wow.
They're driving.
Yeah, I know people. I mean, I don't know people personally, but I know folks who have seen people reading books, and that's insane.
Several technology companies working on efforts to encourage safer driving. Apple's latest iPhone update includes a do not disturb while driving mode that automatically disables incoming notifications when it detects the user is driving. AT&T offers one too called Drive Mode.
I had that on for a while, and it was really obnoxious.
Okay, what? Tell me what made it obnoxious.
Well, because even when you're in the car, so if you are a passenger, it thinks you're driving because it, you know, detects how fast you're going, and so then you have to disable it, and I don't know, there it just got annoying.
Well,
to disable it every time.
The deal is, if you'll remember, there was a time when it was not mandatory for you to wear a seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think 49 states it is. You just don't even think about it anymore.
Right.
Right? You get in the car and you do that.
Yep.
How long did it take? For me, it took 2 tickets. But, you know, eventually that.
I still know people who, and their car is beeping at them.
Yep.
And finally.
Oh, that's annoying.
One of my roommates is the worst about it.
Well, and then, of course, one of the things that astonishes me is parents who will buckle their kids in and then not buckle themselves.
And then not buckle themselves.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, what that has to do with the changed behavior deal.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yep.
So, and I guess we're the legislative portion of the United States, as we see time and time again, can't catch up with what's going on as far as technology is concerned, considering the people and their questions to Zuckerberg
last week, Facebook,
which really brought it home, that they live in a world that is completely different.
Yeah, they have some intern to run all their social media
accounts.
And
they have someone to drive them so they can be on their phone.
Right.
And so they don't understand necessarily the danger of it. But the deal is, now we're to the point where we have this entitlement deal going on, where we're U.S. Americans, and damn it, I'm a better driver than the rest of these people.
Right.
I can look at my phone.
Well, and I'll be honest with you. When College Station had the ban on cell phones, period, you could not use your phone while you were driving, or it had to be hands-free, I should say. I was really good about just putting it down, not touching it.
Okay.
And then when the state passed the legislation that it was just banning texting while driving,
right,
I find myself still making phone calls more because I know I can. And so, I don't know.
Well, that's fine. That's anecdotal. That's,
yeah.
That's,
and that, I mean, that's just
the way you're looking at it.
That's the way I'm looking at
and
it.
And Reeves, you had the app, so correct me if I'm wrong here. But so I've got one for the movie theater. And when I go in, you can set it on like cinema mode or whatever. So your phone will not go off.
Right.
Or it kind of puts it on silent and dulls the lighting on it. And you can earn like points.
Oh, right.
Points that you can redeem for rewards, things like that. So I wonder if they could figure out an app.
They have it. They have it.
So that
somebody designed it here in Bryan College Station. And
really?
And I'm sure someone will text us about it. And you can earn points with participating restaurants.
Ah. Let's grab a phone call. Hey.
So laws are written for law-abiding citizens, as we know. Yes, there's a law about texting and driving, but I drive all day long. I still see people got their phone in front of like a mirror, driving. God knows what they're doing. Well, at a stoplight, their heads down in the rearview mirror. You can see what they're doing, and the light's green, and they're just sitting there. Mm-hmm. But laws are only good for law-abiding citizens.
Well, that's right. That's but true. Remember that that's those true. People are more important than you, sir. That's the reason they do that. Hello.
You know, they could put the genie back in the bottle anytime they wanted to with cell phones because they can tell when you're moving.
Oh, yeah.
If you're moving over a certain amount of time,
it
disables all calls and all text.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's they can do that. And you know, I think we talked about other safe things that go on that Ford put into their cars 2 years ago so that they can actually put a governor on there so that the car can't go faster than certain speed. And then you can know if your child is texting while the phone, while the car is moving, and and you know, the kids don't necessarily like that.
So what happens, well, I mean, texting obviously, but what happens in emergency situations if, say, you need to make a call while you're driving, or you spot someone who's driving recklessly and have to call 911?
Oh, you're going to rat them out? Is that?
Well, I'm just
no.
Not
I understand,
saying.
I understand what you're saying. Well, though, and again, those are some of the things that those people who are smarter than us are going to take into account in their technology. Hello.
Yeah, I always talk about texting and driving and distractions. Yeah. I have yet to have my phone jump up and look me in the face while I was driving, like all these barking rats and people's laps are doing.
Okay. The app that Zach, you were questioning, was it's called Safe to Save.
Okay,
number
I've heard
two,
that.
Safe
I've heard
to
that,
Save.
Yeah.
And so, and yeah, basically you put it in this mode when you're driving that doesn't allow you to text or call or anything. And then it's while it's in that mode, it you earn so many points or whatever, and those can be used for different places around town.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I like the idea that technology can really make a difference in our lives in a positive way, too. But the problem is that we don't have the discipline that's necessary to keep it from doing the bad things in our life.
Yeah. I mean, I think I've said this, though. When I lived in New York, there was a and this was back in 2010, 2011. There was a complete ban on cell phones while driving and or hands free, I should say. And I never touched my phone because me personally, I was like, oh, I'm not going to get a ticket for something, you know, that dumb, you know, just put your phone away. And so, but, you know, I'd come back to Texas and it's like, well, not against the law.
Well, that's again, that changed your behavior.
Right.
And that's what we're trying to do. The problem is the level of entitlement that we have here. Everybody understood, whether they agreed with it or not, the seatbelt law.
Yep.
They got it. They understood what that meant. Well, you know, there's no reason that the phone shouldn't be the exact same thing.
I know.
They ought to very easily be able to see what a difference this makes.
And they do a really good job with some of these commercials that, I mean, really kind of tug at your heartstrings and you know, these TV commercials asking you not to drive distracted and how it only takes a split second. And, I mean, they get the point across for sure, but for some reason it is just not... It's not working.
Not working right now. Mm-mm. All right. So apparently today is National Garlic Day. That's what they told us. So anyway, here are five stats from a survey about garlic in honor of it being Garlic Day.
Keeps vampires away.
Yes, you're right. Only 12% of people say it's okay to have garlic breath.
Well, yeah.
Well, it tastes delicious, so I don't care what you think.
Well, yeah, that's probably
you're
right.
You're the 12%.
We'll grab a call. Hey.
I am currently talking to you on my phone in a school zone, and you can have it when you pry it out of my cold.
I love our listeners.
But we don't recommend doing that.
I want to know who's sitting next to him at the light while he's screaming into his phone. Anyway, if you're really attracted, if they are really attracted to you, they deal with that garlic breath thing because 5% of people say they haven't kissed someone because of their garlic breath. All right.
Okay.
Most popular garlic food is garlic bread.
Okay.
Well, yeah, garlic food. It's not
it's an enhancer.
Right. Only 3% of people say they don't like garlic.
Okay.
That's smaller than I thought.
Yeah, that is smaller.
And on the other side, 14% put it on basically everything they cook.
Ooh.
Which is interesting. Now, garlic powder, sometimes people react to garlic powder as opposed to the garlic itself. Mm. So there might be some sort of an ancillary ingredient in there that causes you...
Yeah.
To have an upset stomach or whatever afterwards.
Check the ingredients.
That's right. But the real thing, and one opportunity we had, we were in California during the Garlic Festival, which happens in Gilroy, California.
Okay.
Wow.
Did you go for the Garlic Festival?
No, we just happened to be going through and saw that it was going on. So
just hanging out.
Yeah, so we did that. And, yeah, they had three or four stores that specialized in garlic.
Really?
And I'm telling you, pickled, spiced garlic is not bad at all.
I bet.
Yeah, not bad at all.
But I went to a restaurant not long ago, and with the steak, they served a whole, what do you call, like, the whole, not the clove,
I know.
A bulb?
A bulb, probably,
I guess.
That's probably right.
And they must have, like, roasted it or something, and then what you were supposed to do is pick it up, and then you squeezed it with your hands, and all of the little roasted cloves came out.
Oh.
And then you could eat it with, like, your steak or, you know, whatever, by yourself.
There
it
you
was
are.
Delicious.
Yeah, that was probably not bad, and cheap, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because we roast those garlics. All right, it's 8:25.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marblecraft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear-out to make-ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marblecraft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
Hospice Brazos Valley, the only nonprofit hospice in the Brazos Valley, salutes their volunteers who are the heart and soul of their mission. Hospice Brazos Valley volunteers provide help, support, and comfort to their patients and families. Every volunteer program provides rewarding opportunities for caring people, and there's a place for you no matter what your skills are. It's easy to become a Hospice Brazos Valley volunteer. Just visit hospicebrazosvalley.org to learn more about new volunteer orientation and to RSVP, or call Rochelle York at 979-821-2266. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
With so many roofers in town, who can you really trust? Every roofing contractor says he has insurance, but have you really verified their general liability to make sure your home is covered? Have you really verified their workers' comp to make sure their workers are indeed covered? Call Schulte Roofing today, and we'll show you the secrets to truly verify if a roofing contractor has coverage. You want real protection, and we want to make sure you get it. Call Schulte Roofing today.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Whatever you do for a living, you think you're the best person for the job, right? Well, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 18th year of the Best of the Brazos Valley. We're accepting nominations in categories for the best shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be on the ballot. bestofthebrazos.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. China says it's well prepared to handle any negative effects from its trade dispute with the U.S., adding that Beijing's tariff hikes on U.S. imports will not have a big impact overall on its domestic industries. The Commerce Ministry says if the U.S. attempts to use protectionist trade policies to contain China's development and force China to make concessions, even at the cost of companies' interests, it has taken a miscalculated step. Just minutes after launching NASA's planet-hunting spacecraft, the SpaceX rocket booster is back on Earth. The first-stage booster landed last evening on a floating platform in the Atlantic just off the Florida coast. The test satellite, meanwhile, kept heading toward orbit with help from the Falcon rocket's second stage. It will take 2 months for tests to reach its final scientific orbit, which will stretch all the way to the moon. Crude oil, sharply higher, trading at $69.54 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
We don't know what happened to the IRS tax filing website this past Tuesday because they're not saying much about it, other than the system wasn't hacked. But here's an incredible fact we do know. The underlying computers at the IRS are running on software written in the 1960s. Kim Commander with your Thursday Consumer Tech Update. Of course, IRS updates its system so that clerks and agents can use it. It gives them the illusion that they're on Windows computers. But the actual computer code was written over 50 years ago in what programmers called assembler language. Schools don't train in this antiquated language any longer, and the few remaining employees who actually understand the system are retiring every day. It's the oldest operating system still used by the government. So with all the antique equipment and older software that the Internal Revenue Service employees are forced to deal with each day, it's truly a miracle that meltdown events like this past Tuesday don't happen more often. I'm Kim Commando.
If you have a favorite car or truck that you've driven for years, one you just want to keep going, let me introduce you to a new product called Tribotex. We've all heard claims of miracle auto products that boost mileage, make your engine run better, and last longer. For lots of reasons, they never live up to the hype. But now, there's Tribotex, a breakthrough reverse wear product made with something called anisotropic nanoparticles. Tribotex nanoparticles bond to your engine surfaces. They increase compression, engine noise is reduced, horsepower increases, and fuel economy rises in engines with more than 130,000 miles. Tribotex nanoparticles literally repair engine wear in as little as 15 minutes after application. It was developed by U.S. academia and supported by our federal government. You don't need a mechanic because it's easier than adding a quart of oil. Tribotex works in most types of engines. Tribotex.com. TRIBOTEX.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Details have been released of Saturday's motorcade bringing Barbara Pierce Bush to her burial site outside the Bush Library.
Texas A&M officials and College Station police recommend being in place by 2 p.m. Saturday afternoon. The motorcade will exit Highway 6 at Texas Avenue and College Station, proceed north on Texas to George Bush Drive, then turn west to the Bush Library. A link to the motorcade maps online at WTAW.com. There will be no public viewing opportunities near the library and museum. The burial on the grounds of the Library Museum will be a private family event. According to the Barbara Pierce Bush website, the Bush family gravesite will reopen to the public on Sunday. Bush Museum will be closed tomorrow and Saturday. The museum's open at no charge from 9:30 until 8 today and next Monday and Tuesday. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For the first time in recent history, Brazos County officials held a ribbon cutting for a major road project. County Judge Dwayne Peters did the honors yesterday at Mesa Verde Drive, which connects Highway 6 between Texas World Speedway and the Indian Lakes subdivision south of College Station.
Now we've got a second way out of Indian Lakes, and certainly more development could occur from here.
Developer Paul Clark donated the land, and the county spent just over $1 million to build the new road. The decision to turn the city of Bryan's former golf course into a super park is a 100 to 200 year decision, according to Mayor Andrew Nelson.
If you look at Central Park in New York, nobody even knows or cares what it cost at the time.
During our show, Nelson says he expects the super park to generate a return on what will be a multi-million dollar level of investment.
I'm not saying we're going to go bankrupt over this. We're not going to do that. We're going to be reasonable, but we want it to be nice, and people shouldn't be thinking this is going to be a cheap project. It's going to be a beautiful park, and it's going to allow us to do economic development.
A preliminary design of the $10 to $50 million project is supposed to be done by the end of September. Bryan School District Superintendent Christy Whitbeck started her second year on the job this week. Reviewing her first year with WTAW News, she says she is farther along than she expected a year ago. One example began last August in resolving the unexpected problems with busing students.
I really wasn't there for the initial planning. I'm the superintendent, and I'm owning it, and I'm going to work with everybody to fix it. And that's what we did. I mean, but it was all hands on deck. You know, everybody rolled up their sleeves and everybody made it happen. And that's the beauty of the type of people that we have in this district. Amazing employees, amazing leaders.
Whitbeck continues to work on her number one goal, changing culture, as she continues to meet with employees on campus and district offices during lunch in what she calls soup with the soup. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 58 degrees. You can call or text us 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home.
April means you save on all Hayward products at the Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200. Or stop in at the pool store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
The Brazos County District Clerk's Office is probably best known by the general public for the summoning of jurors. Did you also know that the district clerk is responsible for preserving evidence, records retention, maintaining legislative relationships, and so much more? Hi, this is Margaret Meese, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. The clerk's office has other far-ranging duties and plays a key role in the day-to-day operation of our county government. Please elect me as your new Brazos County District Clerk.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
836, let's do some weather. We've got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by GroundShuttle.com. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, as well as service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Here you go.
Sunshine and a few clouds today, breezy and mild with a high in the middle 70s. Becoming partly to mostly cloudy tonight, lows will fall back into the lower 50s. Plenty of clouds and a few sunny breaks on Friday, breezy with a high in the lower to middle 70s. Mostly cloudy and breezy Friday night, low 55 to 60. And cloudy and breezy on Saturday with showers and thunderstorms likely, high again in the middle 70s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
837, let's find out what's going on at the Aguilean Humane Society. And Leah's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. What's going on in y'all's world?
Oh, well, puppy and kitten season is definitely picking up.
Yep.
We are seeing puppies come in available for adoption. We have some that are coming in that are needing to go to foster care. And right now in cats, we have some younger juvenile, not quite adults, but not the kittens yet. Those are still a little too young. They're going out into foster right now. And that is slowly picking up. Mm-hmm. You know, are usually those ones that are waiting on bated breath. They've got their kittens for foster. And now then we're going to be continuing to branch that out. So if you're thinking about fostering, you know, it's temporary commitment. A lot of times we know that these kittens need a specific amount of time because we're looking for them to be 8 weeks and 2 pounds to be available for adoption. So we got an idea about how long you're going to have those for. And we provide you with everything you need while you have those pets.
Okay. Now, I know that you've got an outreach program that you're doing outside Brazos County. Talk about that just a little bit.
Right. So we have a few years ago, we applied for a grant through the Texas Animal Friendly License Plate, and it was specifically for pit bull and pit bull mixes to help get them spayed or neutered at a discounted rate, because those are the type of dog that are hardest to place for both of our shelters in this community and across the country for that matter. They generally spend a little bit more time in the shelters waiting to be placed, and some of them don't do well in a shelter setting because they are just ultimate athletes and just they need to keep their brains active. Okay. So that being said, they're a little harder to place. So we started with just these pit bull mixes and had it here. You know, you can come into the shelter, get your pit bull spayed or get them a voucher microchipped, and then the voucher would get your pet spayed or neutered. This past year we expanded that to feral cats, and this has always been good for this county and our surrounding counties. So Robertson, Grimes, Burleson in there, Madison County as well. And this year we've added feral cats in also. And now that we have our mobile spay neuter unit, we are actually getting into those communities to have those pets spayed or neutered without them having to come here into Bryan College Station. We'd worked with some of the local vets, and we are still working with vets in those areas because we have more of a need in some of those areas than our spay neuter unit can even fulfill. Mm-hmm. And we're going out next week on Thursday, we'll be in Madisonville doing spays or neuters there for pit mixes and feral cats. So it's a great opportunity. You do need to schedule an appointment because, again, on our mobile unit, there's only so much space, and we can do more because Madisonville has been gracious enough to provide some space in a fire department. So we can have extra crates, et cetera, to do a few more. And then we're going to continue to look at what the needs are in certain areas to try to get out into those communities to help their pet populations.
Okay. Well, and again, good outreach. The problems they have there are the same as we have here. They just don't have the services available.
Exactly. Some of these areas don't have shelters. And, you know, if that's something that's a concern of yours, go back to your government officials, talk to them about what can be done about animal services in your county. We have upcoming dates for some of those mobile spay neuter outreach areas. We will be in Franklin as well. And then we will be providing here in Brazos County a cat-only day. So we've seen a lot of need for those outdoor cats, those feral cats, and we are pretty slammed up with them. So we have looked at being, I believe it is May 15th, we will have a date at the shelter, which will be specifically for outdoor feral cats. And getting your feral cats, outdoor cats, spayed or neutered will be $5.
Okay. That'll be on the website?
And it will be. I believe it's up now. If it's not, it'll be up shortly because I think the date was just decided on here in the last 2 days.
Oh, okay.
It's going up, but that day is going to be, again, May 15th, the cat day, the cat spay or neuter day for your outdoor cats, your feral cats, your barn cats, whatever you call them, as long as they're outside.
All right. If you want some more information,
Go to our website, aggielandhumane.org, or watch our Facebook page.
All right. Thanks a bunch. Mm-hmm. Yep. Visit with folks from the Humane Society on Thursdays and also the City of Bryan. Kayla's here this morning. How are you today?
Hi. I'm doing well. How are you, Scott?
Great. You brought another one of those city manager guys in this week.
I sure
did.
We have Joey Dunn, one of our deputy city managers here today, to give us an update.
Good. Joey, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I was only here as she promised to be here today as well. So she is committed, let me tell you.
She really is. Yeah. She's about to have a new addition. This will be number
2.
All right.
Yeah.
Those are always easier.
That's what
they
everyone
say.
Keeps telling
yeah,
me.
Okay.
We'll hope we'll hope for that, yes?
Yeah,
3 and 4 is even easier, too.
Yeah, okay.
You know, just keep going.
No.
So, Joey Dunn, community service is basically the areas that you cover. So those are the things that might be higher profile that people see. But I'd like for you to speak a little bit today about how your job has changed in the last couple of years in 2 things. As the city grows, business development, and then community development, which is under your purview.
Well, thanks for asking. And first of all, general comment, and I was thinking about that driving over here this morning as I was going through all the traffic. You know, I'm just amazed. I've been involved in planning for growth in this community 25 years now, actually a little over 25 years. And I'm blown away. I guess I shouldn't be surprised if I've been involved in that for both cities on some capacity, but it's amazing what's going on, particularly in Bryan, on all parts of town. And we could talk about a lot of different things. Certainly, the city of Bryan has focused on creating a business, an environment that attracts business. You know, we do have a Bryan Business Council. We have a city council, a series of city councils that have supported growth in Bryan and have been very strategic about it. At the same time, we have neighborhoods, we have older areas that we have to make sure we keep up, you know, neighborhood integrity and, of course, housing. And of course, just in the last 5 years, you mentioned two, obviously there's a lot of growth in the last couple of years, but certainly I'd say over the last 5 years, we've seen significant changes in the market when it comes to housing. And that's right. One of the areas that I'm responsible for as well with the Community Development Department and Elsie Bond and her staff, and not just the federal funding side, but working with, you know, both public and private.
Yep.
But there's a lot of change, obviously, as we look at trends. You know, affordability, it's a whole different ballgame now. And, of course, you know, some of the emphasis with our workforce and how, you know, what those options are.
It's neat. The two cities grow in different ways. Clearly, it's clear what the driver is in College Station. But in Bryan, you've been able to do it in a little bit different, broader-based growth situation. But mm-hmm. speak to that idea of affordable housing, because it's a different world with all the apartments you have in College Station, but affordable housing in Bryan is a challenge.
Absolutely. In fact, we've got a committee that we've been working with, a couple council members, of course, Prentice Madison and I always want to say Joe Marine, Ruben Marine,
right?
And others who are representatives of the Bryan Business Council, the Planning and Zoning Commission, Community Development Department, Advisory Committee have been on a kind of working with us, as well as an internal group of staff. So it's taken a lot of effort, and we appreciate those folks' time. But yeah, I mean, really, just taking a look at you know, workforce. I mean, if you look at what we go after in terms of economic development, businesses and companies that attract a certain type of level of salary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those folks at that minimum, you know, it's difficult, much more difficult now than it was, again, 5 years plus ago to afford existing, much less anything new. And
sure.
So the city's role, we're looking at a lot of things, but it really made two main areas. One is, how do we work on infill, a lot of lots that are vacant or land that's available for new housing.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, what do we do with the old? And how do we, you know, find ways to partner on not just find it, because we're getting less and less federal funding every year to go towards repair or to reconstruct or help these folks. So partnering, you know, with a lot of organizations who are doing great work, churches and others who repair homes out there.
Well,
so,
and you don't want to just
two-part approach.
You don't want to scrape and build, you know, a four-bedroom, four-bath. That's something that not many people like, other than the people who
are
building
them. Well, yeah,
them,
and there is the whole issue of detached shared housing.
Right.
Of course, all that fits together in terms of the market, but we can't just look at it as one approach. We can't just go out and build new homes and then call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to deal with what are people moving out of. And how do we? Some of those need to be taken down. Some of them just need to be enhanced. So there's, you know, again, we're kind of working on a strategy with that.
Joey Dunn joining us, Deputy City Manager, City of Bryan. Speak to downtown, what you see going on there.
Well, again, it's one of the many things that exciting projects. Of course, we're very excited about the opening of the Queen coming up May the 4th.
Right.
And of course, Ben Hardiman, if you ask him to go to do anything right now, he just can't
go
anywhere.
I think it's City Council and the Queen, right?
Yeah, it is. And we so appreciate him and of course, you know, so many others who are involved, but I know he's spearheading that effort, Jim Singleton as well and others. But so that obviously is a big attraction. We're proud of what's going on at the Ice House, and as a large venue now. Of course, that was a partnership with Advent GX, Jose Quintana, Joan.
Mm-hmm.
Those folks have promoted some fantastic events. BISD had an amazing series of events last weekend before last.
Uh-huh.
With a showcase, kids showing projects. I came down and I couldn't find a parking spot in the north end of downtown Bryan, which I don't know that I've experienced that yet. And we built a new parking lot, too.
Right.
So those are great indicators. And then the other business growth in that north end, obviously Blackwater Draw, that whole area, but also, you know, new units. Brent Hairston is building, of course, almost complete with his building and has done a fantastic job. Beautiful building,
mm-hmm.
three stories. And he's got a great story of what he went through with different projects and kind of befores and afters photographs, and he showed that at Rotary the other day. But he's doing a fantastic job. We're working with Chris Lawrence on a major project. So all that north end, but not just the north end, all parts of downtown, the events. And of course, this time of year, it's great to be outside, going down to First Friday.
Certainly.
Or, you know, seeing things, what's going, you know, down there.
Let's talk about the Mumford Road development. This was a BMI, I believe is the name of the company.
Yes.
They moved out BISD decided to take that over. And I know Brian Business Council is looking at buying 86 acres on Mumford Road tomorrow. So development out in that area is also something, while it's not within the city limits, is something that you need to look toward.
I want to clarify. The BBC, of course, we call it the Brian Brazos County Economic Development Foundation. It's the long acronyms. We love them. We love our acronyms. But that's actually a partnership between the city of Bryan and the county.
All right.
We co-owned the BMI facility. That was intended for a private business, you know, a company to come to town. And then, of course, ultimately, even better was to work with BISD to sell that property to the school district for programs. And so that in and of itself is an economic development activity. And again, tremendous partnership with city, county, and the school on that one. And Bryan Business Council is a separate entity from the BBCEDF.
Okay.
And they are working on other properties that they own in that vicinity along Mumford Road for industrial or for economic development.
And again, that's a good grow for the tax base. Touch on Coulter Field. Where are we there?
Now, always another economic development generator. We've got a great, manager Brandon Reed out there, and we're building more capacity for box hangers and tee hangers. We have 10 tee hangers that are under construction, and of course another box hanger, and so there's a lot of new opportunity for folks to lease space for their planes inside, and of course events and fuel sales are up. I just checked yesterday. We look at this stuff.
Sure.
Those are good indicators for the level of activity out there. Mm-hmm. But tremendous things are going on out there because it is not just an economic development generator itself. It's a gateway to our city.
Certainly. So. Anything else on your radar screen this morning that we didn't cover?
Well, we could go Rellis on the northwest side.
Could
be a whole other one. We have a series of we have consultants coming into town tomorrow for the third time. Right now, they're studying it's not just about annexation of Rellis itself. We're looking at different scenarios because, as you know, it touches our city, but we could go all kinds of different ways in looking at corridors. But the growth between that, and we're told 20,000 population of both students and faculty and staff in the next 5 to 10 years has a major impact on the whole corridor of 47 as well as Highway 21. So that's another major effort, just by the way, besides Super Park and everything.
I was going to say, and then you got the Super Park. But we've talked about the Super Park a lot lately, but that's but those are ongoing things. It's nice to have that many different boxes we need to check when we're talking about things that are moving forward in Bryan. So appreciate your time this morning.
Absolutely.
That's Joey Dunn, Deputy City Manager. What else you got for us today?
We just have a few community events. Right now, Pitch, Hit, and Run is still scheduled for this Saturday, pending weather,
Again,
I know. So we will keep you posted, but as of right now, it is set to go at the BRAC, Bryan Regional Athletic Complex, from noon to 2. Registration is free. It's on site the day of the event, and it's open to both boys and girls 7 to 14 years of age that are interested in baseball and softball. So it's a chance for them to show off their skills and possibly go to nationals at a Major League Baseball All-Star game. Okay. So we'll keep you posted, though, if we, for some reason, have to cancel because of the weather. But fingers crossed, we won't have to, right? And then you can celebrate Earth Day on April 23rd with BTD, Brazos Transit District. There we go, another acronym for us today. They will be offering all of their fixed routes free of charge. So if you are interested in seeing how public transportation works in the Brazos Valley, this is an opportunity to do so for free. Or if you know someone who already uses Brazos Transit, they can actually use their route that day for free as well in support of Earth Day. And you can continue your Going Green efforts on April 28th with the Household Hazardous Waste Day, brought to you by Twin Oaks. So if you've cleaned out or you're planning on cleaning out some things like batteries and paint and whatnot, that's a great opportunity to dispose of those items for free. So if you go to TwinOaksHHW.com, they've got a map and then a full list of the items that they will accept at their Household Hazardous Waste Day. And we do stress it's household, not commercial or anything like that. So this is for your personal items that you need to dispose of properly. And then, of course, we keep all of this and more posted at bryantx.gov and then on all of our social pages that you know, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So,
all right, sounds good. Thank you so much. Yep, visit with folks from the city of Bryan on Thursdays on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
My name is Daniel Hernandez. I've been practicing law over 30 years in Brazos County and across the state, and I'm very familiar with the services of the district clerk's office. I invite all members of the community to vote for business leader Gabriel Garcia for the position of Brazos County District Clerk. Gabriel's successful experience in managing highly trained employees and his integrity will ensure greater performance that will bring value-added outcomes to the county. Join me in voting for Gabriel Garcia, a conservative Republican.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, Treasurer.
Keep it packed, now we head it down to Schlittabahn.
We like to keep it cool in the summertime. Just any pool won't do, we go big time. Still the one and only classic.
Schlitterbahn Water Parks. Get discounted tickets at schlitterbahn.com.
Get ready to enjoy the great outdoors with new outdoor lawn and patio furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations. Take 10% off these beautifully designed, handcrafted, American-made lawn and patio pieces, including swivel gliders, swings, tables, arbors, chairs, and much more. New items available and more arriving soon. Now's the time to shop with 10% off outdoor lawn and patio furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW is about 5 minutes till. An injectable sensor that could provide ongoing monitoring of the alcohol intake of people receiving addiction treatment is a development.
Okay.
WebMD says the miniature biosensor would be placed just underneath the skin surface and would be powered wirelessly by a wearable device like a smartwatch or a patch. The alcohol biosensor being developed by engineers at Cal San Diego. So, do you have that injected in your arm as you begin your college education? Does it start glowing different colors? And it's not. This is for addiction. It's not for that.
Well, what happens if it goes off? Does that mean your sponsor gives you a call?
I'm not sure.
How does that work?
Yeah, right. It must cause some sort of action to take place rather than it just be a sensor. Or maybe, again, you have to show your forearm to people, and if it's an alcohol addiction situation,
with not having things planted in my body.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you may not have any choice before you're done here. So
true.
Just letting you know. The North Face folks launching a line made entirely from recycled plastic bottles collected in U.S. national parks. Fashionista says the North Face Bottle Source Collection will start with tees and tote bags, which are going to be launched on Earth Day, which is this Sunday.
Okay.
They plan to expand to sweatshirts and long-sleeve shirts. They're made out of plastic. That sounds like that is scratch.
Well, but if it's recycled, I don't know. Sometimes that stuff, they're able to, like, turn it into cloth.
Could work. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Looks like NBC's The Voice is kicking American Idol's butt.
Yeah.
Monday's ratings for Monday. That's right.
Well, look at the judges. Well, everybody loves The Voice judges anyway.
That's a good point.
I don't even know who the judges are for American Idol.
Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryan.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Katy Perry sexually harassed that young man.
Yeah. So we've got...
How could you forget?
Yeah, we've got that. Oh, here. Okay, you're all going to die anyway, but CNN is now reporting that more than 95% of the world's population is breathing unhealthy air.
Oh.
All right. Now, look, I'm just going to call them out. Let's talk China and India.
Okay.
Like, between those, that's like 5 billion people, okay?
Right.
And that's a whole bunch of the population right there. So those two take care of it. Everything would be fine. All right. I left this till almost the end of the show.
Okay.
A new study finds the average U.S. American utters their first curse word at 10:54 a.m.
Okay. A little bit late for us, isn't it?
And that's the other thing.
Right.
We
depends
start
on when
earlier.
You wake up.
The study.
It's sometimes the first word out of my mouth in the morning.
And I'm thinking the other day when Zach overslept, it might have been a curse word. I mean, there's a possibility. Anyway, the study found that financial worry is the biggest cause of stress and frustration among Americans. That's fine, but that doesn't mean that's why you cuss.
Right.
If they want to give us the stressors, that's fine.
Sometimes my coffee is so good, I just gotta let out in a word. Yeah.
Okay. Here are the 10 causes for stress and frustration, which again has nothing to do with using foul language,
right.
I guess. But anyway, number 10 is politics. Number 9 is the news. Number 8 is family responsibilities. Number 7 is home life. Number 6 is your children. Number 5 is your partner. Number 4 is work. Then health concerns, not getting enough sleep, and number 1 is financial aid.
Okay.
A curious 3% said that they were stressed about the nation's deficit of slow internet.
Oh, my. Okay.
Slow internet. Okay.
I am pretty upset about
that
slow internet.
That causes me to curse. Because
what? Exactly. All right. Research here, Chelsea, you'll love this.
All right.
Researchers have determined why they believe male mice traditionally gain more weight than females. The answer is it's neurons in the brain.
Oh, that's what it is.
Guys are meant to be fat.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Baylor College of Medicine said, as it is with mice, possibly it will be with humans as well, that a genetic region in the brain is responsible for how fast the neurons fire. That, in fact, can affect your appetite and your energy expenditure, and thus, you know, personally treat you
on the,
for that.
On the flip side, I find it that it's usually easier for guys to lose weight, though,
That's
once
true.
They've gained it.
That's true.
But
yep.
We all know that original man is that the men would be the hunters and gatherers,
right.
while the women stayed back.
And watch television.
And sat around.
And so in order why aren't to do we this, getting fatter?
Well, in order to do this, they needed to withstand the elements, and obviously having an extra layer.
But now you
helps.
Just hunt McDonald's.
That's right. That's
pretty
all you
much.
Have to do. Well, no, your phone will find it for you.
Even
better.
I'm hunting Krispy Kremes
That's
everywhere
it.
I can find.
Donutsnearme.com. That's it. All right, we're back. Hey, we'll see you on Monday, Chelsea.
Sounds good.
Bye,
thanks.
Chelsea.
Brian, Broadcasting Station, WTAW College Station, Brian.